Hi, I am Pastor Abraham Obadari, and I'm excited to invite you to worship with us at Christ Apostolic Church of America for a life-changing experience. Visit us at 10802 South Finn Boulevard, Jamaica, New York. Come as you are. First-time visitors will receive a copy of my notebook for the Word. You can call us at 718-658-8981. This is another day that the Lord has made, and He has given you and I the opportunity to share His Word. To God be all praise. To God be all honor. Now, today, we are going to be talking about heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven. Yes, you heard me right. Heaven. Heaven is the place we have often heard about, we have often, hopefully, thought about. But today, we want to expose some details. As the Lord has given to us, based on His Word, we want to expose some details and share together in order to assist us as we anticipate, as we are expecting the Lord God Almighty to bring down to us the new heaven. All right. Now, I'm going to start with a few questions. And the very first question that I'd like to ask is, what is heaven? What is heaven? Now, the answer to that is, heaven is the dwelling place of God Almighty, and it is the place where our prayers go to. I think we understand this already, but I'd like to establish it through the Word of God. Heaven is the place where God dwells, and it is the place where our prayers go to, from where we get answers to our prayers. Why don't we just flip through and check what the Word of God has to say about this matter. You know, some we talk about first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, some say seventh heaven, all that be as it may, what I want to get across to you today is the heaven where the Lord God dwells. Deuteronomy chapter 26, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15, I'll read to you. Look down, this is a prayer. Look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the land which you have given us, just as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This is a special prayer here that is being offered. And the prayer is saying that God will look down from heaven, His holy habitation. His holy habitation. And we heard King Solomon also referring to heaven as God's holy habitation. Let me take you to 1 Kings chapter number 8, verse 30. 1 Kings. Chapter number 8, verse 30, and as a matter of fact, I believe it's also in verse 39. So, King Solomon was speaking and sort of praying and dedicating the temple, and he said in verse 30, 1 Kings chapter 8, "And may you hear the supplication of your servants and of your people Israel, when they pray toward this place, here in heaven, your dwelling place. And when you hear, forgive. When your people here on earth pray to you, hear those prayers in heaven, your holy habitation, where you dwell, and forgive. Verse 39. Then here in heaven, your dwelling place. So the Bible clearly states that heaven is the dwelling place of the Lord, our God, and the place to which our prayers go, from where answers come to resolve our issues and to bring peace into our lives. So it is not only King Solomon that identified this as the place of the Lord. King David said the same. Look at Psalm 123 verse 1. We're talking about heaven. And the first question is, what is this? Where is this? And the answer, according to the Bible, is that heaven is the dwelling, the holy dwelling place of God. And as we pray, our prayers go to God in heaven, and answers come from God in heaven. Psalm 123 verse 1 says, unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in heaven. Of course, we know the word you there is referring to God. God is the one to whom we pray, and he dwells in heaven. To God be the praise. Now, not only King Solomon or King David, but as we go into the New Testament, we also notice that Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, who came from God, led us to always pray to our Father God who is in heaven. Have you ever thought about that? Right there in the Lord's Prayer, St. Luke chapter number 11 verse 2. St. Luke chapter number 11 verse 2. Here, Jesus Christ was teaching his people, and that teaching is for you and it's for me even today, that when we pray, this is how we are going to pray. It says, when you pray, Luke chapter 11 verse 2, say, our Father in heaven, meaning you're praying to God who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who lives in heaven, who dwells in heaven, who stays in heaven, whose abode is in heaven. We humble ourselves before you. Hallowed be your name. Let us do your will here on earth as the folks in heaven do your will. So, heaven is the dwelling place of God. I think that by now you're getting convinced as the Word of God gives us the clue about what or where heaven is. Let me give you one final scripture. What is heaven? Where is heaven? Acts of the Apostles chapter number 7 verse 49. Acts chapter 7 verse 49. Heaven is my throne. This is what the Lord is saying. And earth is my footstool. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? You can hear now that the Lord himself is saying that earth is his footstool. Heaven is his dwelling place. Now, heaven is the dwelling place of the Lord God. Heaven is the place to where we pray. That's where God is, because he's the one who answers. So we pray toward heaven in the name of Jesus. And God the Father through the name of His Son Jesus, answers our prayers here on Pastor Abraham Obadare. And I'm excited to introduce to you this new book, The Way. In it are practical applications for your life. So many churches across the world are using this for their Bible study, daily devotions, and Sunday school. I highly recommend the book. Call now, 718-658-8981. 718-658-8981, or visit wosim.org. Call now. Okay, that's number one. Number two, heaven is the future place of you and me. Heaven is the place the Lord God is going to take us after we have lived here on earth. All of you know that our days are numbered here, our years are numbered here, but there is a place where we are going to dwell forever. There is a place where we're going to live forever. And glory be to God, the place is called heaven, where God Himself lives. I'm glad to let you know that Jesus affirms this. And this is going to bring confidence to your heart. John chapter number 14, verse 2. John chapter number 14, verse 2. This is what the Lord said. As a matter of fact, why don't we begin from verse 1? That is crucial. Also, He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe in me also." This is God, Jesus Christ speaking. "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me also." Why am I saying that you shouldn't let your heart be troubled? It's because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I would have informed you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying that there is a place where Father God lives. It's called heaven. And He was going there to prepare your place and my place in the same heaven, that where He and His Father dwell, we will go and dwell also. Forever. In peace. In joy. In good health. Just worshiping the Lord God Almighty. I hope you're looking forward to this place called heaven. Heaven is not only the dwelling place of God, it is also the place that we are going to go to dwell. Not only this though, heaven is the place that you and I should continue to lay our treasure. I saw this in Matthew chapter 6 verse 20, and I'm turning right there now. Matthew chapter 6 verse 20. Heaven is the place where you and I, since we're going to go live there, we might as well make deposits there. Does that make sense? Because if you relocate and there is no money to spend, how are you going to survive? If you relocate and there is no place to live, how are you going to survive? So Jesus is saying, you are going to relocate and the place you're going is heaven. So you're going to need to invest some things there so that you can have them for your future to use. You're going to need to invest your best there so that your best, the best can still lie ahead of you.